Oh yeah, it's time to ride with Electric Pete, where the wheels are clean, the vibes are high, and the future's fully charged. We've got that rideshare love. No gas, just go. Full charge, full power, now let's roll.
Hey there, everybody. This is Electric Pete, and I got a new video audio that I want to show you. Once again, I am on Spotify at Electric Pete. I'm also on YouTube at Electric Pete Pod. And if you have any questions, you can certainly email me at electricpetepod@gmail.com. So I wanted to put this video out there and this audio out there because this is a sailing trip that I took in 2004 with my family. My father is there, who is the captain of the school. My mother is there, my brothers, Michael and Frank, and my sister, Rita, who actually manages the school. So I just, it was a great way to segue because I was preparing for the sailing trip, and I'm going to get that video and audio in eventually as well. So anyway, here you go. Take care. I hope you enjoy it. Please leave comments and like my channel. And also share this channel with friends and neighbors and all kinds of other people. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I will talk to you on the flip side.
Here we are, getting ready to go on our trip. All our stuff's ready. So here we are. Get a camera. Fran here.
40 hours of globetrotting.
Everybody just arrived. And here we are on our first night. Here we are receiving instruction. This is our first day here.
Hey Mike, got your sunscreen on?
Here we are. Mike says, knots 101.
I have to refer to the tape for now. Super slow-mo.
Right next to us, this is where all the goods come into St. Thomas. This is the main port of St. Thomas. And everything they use on the island comes in on big containers. Cars, and we've got to get here somehow. This is how it gets here.
We've got 16 lunches.
She's
here.
She's doing this on her Excel spreadsheet.
Right? So there's 16 lunches. 42 minus 16.
Okay.
How much is that? 42, 32, 26. We need 26 cans of tuna fish.
Oh,
I mean,
right?
These are small cans of tuna fish, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about regular.
Don't you use like one can for a sandwich?
Are you talking about a can this big?
I'm talking about the regular 7-ounce can.
I mean, for me, that's
regular can.
That's exactly what I use for a sandwich also. Yeah.
So you've got
one can.
26 cans left if we're six people are having lunch every day.
Well, he likes tuna fish.
But you make your lunch. One can is one lunch.
Right.
Right. Well,
one can for Michael's two lunches. So we need a Tupperware container for his other half.
One can is two lunches?
Well, I don't eat a lot of lunch.
Because
I don't want to get filled up.
You know, but thing is, here. The tuna Hang fish, out. You're going to be here a long time, so it doesn't matter. Get extra tuna today, fish here.
One can. All right, why not?
One lunch. I will conform.
So you want 26 cans of tuna fish.
Yeah, that way we don't have to go metric.
You know what's very interesting about this? It's very interesting to me how similar all of our diets are, right? Except Fran, this ham and cheese guy, right? But on all the trips I go on, I'm the only one that eats hard-boiled eggs and tuna fish.
That's funny.
Let's see, what day is it? It's Monday morning. And yesterday, Sunday, we just came out of that little, we didn't come very far. We came from about there. And Gran drove us out here all by herself. But we were anchored out here last night. Everybody slept really well. This is Water Island. And that little tower. Dad's friend owns that little tower and a house up there that they're building on the top of Water Island. And we're going visiting.
More speed, because it'll conk out.
So there's
all right, you're good.
Pete.
I think you're
Mike.
I'm not sure.
And here's Grant figuring out the dinghy. So all six of us are going to get in this dinghy and hope we're all dry when we get to the other end. And we're off. Whee! Woo! Wow, look at that water. Is that like the bluest water you ever saw?
Yeah.
And there's Alameda.
Good old Alameda.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
There's
Alameda.
Sure. Now?
Yeah.
Just sit right back in here and tell the people.
Let's start it on from this tiny ship. The mate was a
fight
mighty sailor man.
Skipper brave and sure. Blah, blah, blah.
A three-hour tour.
And then there's a thunderclap.
Getting rough, the tiny ship was lost. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost.
PFD, personal flotation device.
Here we are, maybe we'll buy a souvenir here.
Personal.
Crafty day in paradise.
Crafty day in paradise.
I will have to get those kinds of.
Hey, we're like on safari here, right? Whee! Sitting in the back of a pickup truck.
There you go, huh?
Roads look a lot better than the ones at home, though.
Yeah, they're really, really amazing. Now, we got three of the best stonemasons on St. Thomas. And this was a military, this was a Navy tower.
Uh-huh.
Drop columns.
Uh-huh.
Taking those down. But
my dad was explaining you were having trouble getting through the rhubarb.
Oh.
Up and down here all day. It's a commanding view.
Oh, okay.
Go out the lot.
All right. Okay, just watch your step.
Yep. Go ahead.
Marie.
From the master bedroom. shower. We're in the shower. It's the view from the shower.
All right, we're going to tack, so go ahead, Fran. Pick an object over here, the red buoy.
Sailing 101 refresher course today. Mike's our first adventuresome soul, but got a little cool all of a sudden, so the rest of us are just watching.
You float pretty good there, Mike.
Okay, here's Pete.
Oh, I got him in midair.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay. You see this?
How's the water?
Oh, it's beautiful. You see this? It really is.
Oh, good.
At the time now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, are you coming in?
Hold on a second.
Hey, Fran, get a picture of Rita.
I'm trying to.
Just climb.
Oh, it's raining.
Yeah, it's starting to rain. It's going to really rain.
Now, I can dive, right?
Yes, yeah. I can talk to you.
Yeah, I'm not hooked on anything.
Well.
Two. Whoa. Okay. Look at
do you want this or not?
Yeah, I know. You don't notice that.
Where's Fran, Mike?
Over there, somewhere,
wow,
right there.
Wow, look at that spear right there.
It's over here.
We're looking at pictures.
So here we are, a lively bunch.
Yes, all reading.
Well, we lived today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Reading.
This is something you don't do at home. Sit around
in the way,
yeah.
You do?
Yeah. At night, when geeks, I don't have any. in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
When everybody's in bed.
In the middle of the night.
Well, when do you get your sleep?
After that. Mm-hmm.
First thing in the morning, it rained and blew all night long. Rainbow.
To Triangle Bay.
Rita and Fran plotting our course on the first day out of the protected harbor of St. Thomas.
Okay, so Triangle Bay. Now, I guess it doesn't matter. Because we're still finding out what this point is.
Yeah, it's going to be 18.
Right. Okay, do this again. Make sure that was straight up and down. Yeah, that's what he said. Go to the point near the buoy, not the buoy itself. Okay, so then it's what?
18 degrees. 5, 6.
Okay.
18 degrees, 18 minutes. 5, 6.
Okay.
I guess so.
Yeah. 5, 6 or 5, 7, somewhere in there. Yep, okay.
North?
All right, so we need longitude now.
Are you putting north and west on those?
Okay, that's how you would know that it's
latitude and longitude.
Yeah. were between 55 and 56, so you got to read 55.
55.08.
Yep. Here's our breakfast cook. Making us microwave eggs.
Just guessing. Those are my two parameters. See, because I had all three eggers set up till Dad and Mom said I'll have two eggs. So then I had to recalculate my position, you know. But
there's
water,
grease. There's four eggers in that.
Is that 2 minutes and 50 seconds before this microwave?
Your microwave, yes. Yeah. The first two bowls the other day I had figured out. They were a little dry.
So, Mike, we're all curious. Is that underwear under your shorts, or is that one piece?
It's another suit.
Oh, you have two bathing suits on.
It's not your normal underwear.
No.
Oh.
No, it's two different suits.
Oh.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Allison picks on before, too. So I would have expected this to be a new one. I've had the pink one since 91.
No.
91.
I've had this one since 94.
Okay, so minutes, it's 6, 16, 17, 18, 19. Oops, enter. Okay, 76, go to 64. Okay, enter. 'Cause to get some water and a couple provisions before we head to St. James today. Mike at the helm. Grandpop's calling the fuel dock to see if we can get in there. Yeah. Three line people here. And Grandpop's at the helm now. Fran's writing a shopping list or something. Coming back and forth, and these are people commuting from other islands into St. Thomas. Coming in and we're turning. See, we're getting a lot of roly waves. Up and down.
Went out shaking the sails, and that's going to end up being pretty close to where you are.
Yeah, if I cut in closer to that, I lose speed.
Yeah, right. So that's what you have to do. Now what we're doing is threading this needle. We have to get past Buck Island on our right. Let's see, hopefully we can get past it without tacking.
Okay.
If we're too close, we're going to just tack over and then go out that way again.
Ouch.
No, I don't have a
chance. You have a chance.
No, I don't have a chance.
I don't have a chance. Here, you got a couple of chances.
Yeah. Now steer 6 knots.
Okay.
The counter's on, so I know it's pavement too.
There's Rita.
I don't know if I have him. I don't know if I have him.
He's still a ways away. Because he's big, he's like 3 feet long. Here he comes.
Whoa. Man, there's sharks. Glad we're not swimming. Okay, now with the shark poop excitement over, we're back to the navigator. Finishing up our points for the day. It's hard to compete with sharks and poop, isn't it, Mike?
It really is. And I thought that I would be the one that would be able to do that, but apparently I know my limits.
You don't attract the sharks.
But just think how when I get back to work, I can embellish this story.
Oh my gosh. It's a good thing you have youngsters working for you.
That's exactly why I work with them. They believe everything that comes out of my mouth. Whether it's real or not.
Well, now, you can't do this at home, can you?
Well, Allison can see right through my BS. But not the 20-year-olds. I said it's got to be true. 1896. I've done ever since then. I'll make an assessment of whether or not I'm going to work too hard on something. And if I think I am, I just
go to sleep and get up in the morning and do it. Yeah. Get up at 4 a.m. and do it. I mean, that's what I do. I'll get my heavy sleep in. If I'm on a project, get my heavy sleep in. I'll wake up at 2 or 3 a.m. and I'm wide awake. So I go work for a couple hours. I come back to bed. And by 10 o'clock, everything is even. I've got 2 hours worth of work in by 10 o'clock. And
intellectual knowledge.
Yeah, that's the good part about setting your own schedule.
Oh, yeah. You can work when your body allows you to.
Yeah.
Right. That absolutely is. Yeah, when you're in a regular 9-to-5 work mode, you can't do that. 18-22-00-64-41-70.
Of course, anything you do, the captain has to double check you on.
18-20-74-64-39-41. I did consider calling out 22-00-22 or 21-98, but I'm sure that's what it was.
I'm sure that's good enough. 60 feet.
So did he earn his badge?
He earned his badge.
Time for a badge ceremony.
Woohoo!
What? I got a badge. First badge.
Very good.
So here we are.
I get the easy one.
Leaving the beautiful Francis Bay. And Maho Bay. And what was that one down there?
Third?
Yeah, there's three of them. This is Francis Bay. Right there, that's Maha Bay or whatever, Maho. And then that one right down there was something else. Yeah. But the whole big bay is called Francis Bay.
Steer towards that island. Now, do you see the white buoys on your right? These white floats?
Yeah.
We're just go around them.
You need to come back, Frank?
And out through that.
That said, he skunked us.
Uh-huh.
Well, he crossed our path and we were...
He crossed again and he's way ahead of me. He crossed way early. Well, still, it didn't come out. If we're doing the same, it didn't come out. One tack earlier. Well, unless it's like the tack.
Beautiful boat.
Oh yeah, you look at that.
Wow, he was the one person on the boat.
Pointing.
See, so it looks to me like we're going to go around that headland over there. You see this one, you see that one. Right? Release.
We're hooking up the preventer line. We're sailing downwind. Wind's behind us. Actually, we're on a broad reach.
Another 10 degrees right. Come right just until the jib fills on this side. Alright, you got it. Now, Fran, you got to hold that jib up there. Alright, Mike, just pleat it down. Just pleat. That's enough rest. Plenty of rest. 2 minutes. For this. See, there's not as much load on it. Take one more. That's it now. Clean it down. What's your heading, Fran? What's the compass?
304.
Alright, 305.
300.
300. Alright, now, Mike.
'Nobody falls off. Woo! Hang on, hang on. You're all so graceful. It's wrapped around. Okay. So we're just pulling in here then.
We're at 23 now, and we're going to go up here to 24.
Okay.
Right in to this hole.
Okay, waypoint 23 to waypoint 24.
Yeah, we're here, and we're going to come here and then go up.
Okay. We are approaching our mooring for Thursday night. This Hurricane Hole. And this is St. John's Island, by the way, and this is part of the preserve, part of the National Preserve, so there's no homes or anything on it.
On the outside of this guy.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that. I don't think it's going to swing.
Well, Hurricane Hole didn't work out because they were only day moorings, and so we're checking out this harbor. Coral Harbor, but it's too crowded. Can't find a place. It's a very quaint little town. This is Coral Bay. It's just not enough room for all the people who want to be here. So here we are, still looking for a place for the evening. Tonight. Trying another bay close by, Round Bay.
Come on!
Well, it's 15:31. After our long, grueling day of sailing, we have Fran, other known as Francois, Frankie Hanger, snoozing. Yeah, snoozing. And there's old Mikey boy snoozing in the other side. Oh, reading. And there's Mom reading.
Yes, it is hot.
And there's Rita sunbathing all the way up there.
I'm reading.
Oh, she's reading too. We got a boat of readers.
We're all doing some serious relaxing here. Fran is our cook for tonight.
Actually, Mom's the cook, but
No, I was the oversee the cook.
She disappeared on me.
So,
we will all be having,
Do me a favor, would you put your stick or something in a pot and just look like you're stirring it?
I don't know, with all that drinking going on, I don't know.
There you go. That's a great picture.
There we go. So, what's for dinner?
Any more?
Any
with
more?
Extra, I refuse the last picture.
Extra vegetables.
There you go.
Somebody knows.
And beer.
With a little beer kick. Yeah, you gotta make sure.
So it's Friday morning. And this is a really nice place to drink your first cup of coffee. 7 o'clock Friday morning.
December what, 10th?
December 10th. So Fran and I are out here waking up.
Good morning, sports fans.
Good morning, Dad.
And there will be none of that.
How are you? You sort of bug got you, man. Right?
Just a little breeze whipping up here. Okay, here we are on Friday morning. Right now we're coming out of Coral Bay. On a reach. And we just passed the big shoal we had to avoid. Just really beautiful sailing. We're reaching now with the wind at our beam, so it's a little smoother than beating right up into the wind, but we're doing 8 knots. Hey, right now we're, there you go, peeking right over the helmsman's shoulder here. Fran's on the helm. We're back and it's January and 10 degrees out. We can watch our video and pretend we're here. Okay, looks like Grandpa's putting his gear on to go up front.
Oh no.
And we're testing out these new shoes.
Oh dear. Get the lines ready.
Okay.
The new shoes.
The new fancy shoes. We're not sure how grippy they're going to be. The gentleman sailor shoes. Okay, I got a close up of the shoes.
Better pull your pants down.
How was your foot grip that time?
Yeah, how was the foot grip?
Actually, pretty comfortable.
Oh, sorry, Grant.
The shoes are pretty comfortable.
Okay, so next thing you know, you're gonna have pink and purple.
These are your crew?
amphibian shoes. Once you get here, you put them on.
Yeah.
I see. Where's the old beat-up place across the ocean?
Whoa!
Get a look, look at these waves rolling by. Woohoo!
Okay, now we're going to be heading off this way. We're going to be bearing off and then jiving. Rita, this is Esther Williams, Rita, doing a swan dive. At Lamasher Bay, at Great Lamasher Bay, and there is Bro Pietro.
82 degrees.
82 degree water.
Nice. All right, you ready to?
On December 10th. And we know that the snow.
Oh no, it broke. Oh shoot.
Peter just.
Do we have another one? Another strap?
Well, we'll see. We'll find something.
And that object is Grandpa. Dad. Doing a little snorkeling. It's hard to keep this camera still. We're going to watch this video and we're all going to get seasick. So it is late Friday afternoon, well about 3:30 I guess, and we are in Great Lamasher Bay, south side of St. John's Island, and it is really a beautiful place. We've been snorkeling and relaxing. Even Grandpa's going for a snorkel. Grandpa's checking out the bottom of the boat, seeing how everything is. The water, by the way, is 82 and a half degrees. And the air temperature, we're guessing, is high 80s.
Oh, diving under the boat.
I think he just went under the boat. Oh, there he comes.
You know, I mean, if you had a float on it to reduce the weight, and maybe he did. But
that makes for a better story.
Well, I mean, even if he had a float, he would still have to
walk on the bottom.
Walk it out. A piece at a time. Well, I agree with Fran. I mean, you hire some local guy for $25 with a work boat and put all the stuff on there and dump it over.
Right, you can move it when it's down there, right? You know.
That's funny.
Was it an engine lock?
It was a couple of them.
A couple of them.
Yeah. It's a common way of doing moorings.
Is it an engine block about 300-400 pounds?
Well,
if it's
American iron, Detroit iron, if it's a Japanese motor, it's going to be aluminum. It's going to be a whole lot of less. Detroit iron's a few hundred pounds.
You know, sometimes you just do it for the heck of it.
Thank you so much for tuning into Electric Pete. Remember, every rider has a story, and it's my job to share those stories with you. If you enjoy these conversations and want to help Electric Pete grow, especially to upgrade my video and audio gear, or even for even better episodes, please consider supporting the podcast. Your generosity truly makes a difference. Check in the show notes for how to do that. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share Electric Pete with your friends and your family. Find me on social media or reach out anytime at electricpetepod@gmail.com. Until next time, stay charged, stay positive, and keep your eyes on the road ahead. This is Electric Pete signing off. Thank you.